Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick, and with me today I have John Christensen, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Small Cap Core Strategy. Welcome, John. John, market returns were flat to up modestly in the fourth quarter, with growth outperforming value and lower quality stocks, particularly leading the pack. Can you speak about the impact this has had on your particular strategy?
Yeah, you are correct that the Russell 2000 index in Q4 2024 was slightly up, like 0.34%. Growth was an outperformer. And when you look at the attribution of the index in terms of high versus low quality, it clearly trended in favor of low quality. In terms of sectors, tech led the way, followed by consumer staples and industrials. So just looking at those sectors, it's hard to discern what performed better in terms of quality. Digging a little deeper, it does become more obvious. Stock rankings in terms of the S&P clearly did not favor B-plus or higher stocks. High beta stocks of 2 or higher were up 4.4% in the quarter, versus those with betas of 0.5 to 1, up only 1.3%. Recall, this is where we mostly look. Lastly, in terms of debt on the balance sheet stocks with debt to cap of over 100%, they were up 8%. Versus those of 0 to 30%, again, where we mostly look, were up only 1%. So clearly, these headwinds put in place by the index makes it more of a challenge as investors to outperform the index. Indeed, the small cap portfolio underperformed the benchmark during the quarter. So we are not surprised by the underperformance given the issues we were facing.
John, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the fourth quarter of 2024?
In terms of top contributors to the portfolio in the quarter, they were EMCOR, Acushnet Holdings, First Hawaiian, Moelis, and Bank First. Let's talk about Bank First. The bank reported another quarter of improvement in loans, deposits, and profits. We believe a potential uptick in economic activity now that interest rates have stopped rising and a benign credit loss environment should help Bank First to continue to increase its profitability. In terms of those names in the portfolio that detracted the most, they were FTI Consulting, Simpson Manufacturing, UFP Industrials, Landstar, and Toro. Getting into more detail on FTI, the company reported a quarter of slower revenue growth, while management continued to invest in longer-term growth through senior managing director hires, the combination of which resulted in a year-over-year profit decline.
John, the market showed periods of broadening out in the second half of the year. Do you believe this can continue into 2025? And if so, why?
I think in general, we are seeing some very small signs of the market broadening out. We believe we are still not seeing the value in the high quality part of the market as we should. Interest rates are still staying elevated, but inflation appears to be going in the right direction, which we believe should help the Fed with future interest rate reductions. While these latter actions don't always directly benefit our companies, as the companies we seek out usually have lean balance sheets, these actions do help broaden out the market and draw in more investor focus to the higher end of the quality market, which does benefit us. So we should see these trends flow into 2025, and we continue to see consistent and solid financials from our companies. We have confidence that the market should recognize our types of businesses. Recall that the stocks that have benefited from this more myopic view are seeing valuations swell also. So this creates a more precarious position for these companies as they report earnings through the year. They are more than ever priced for perfection. This is why our focus is always first on finding the best businesses that have a long and sustained competitive protection and that can endure these volatile macro environments.
John, earnings growth for small cap stocks are estimated to have returned to positive growth this past quarter and to be strengthening into 2025. What do you feel most optimistic about heading into next year for investors in your strategy? And where would you be most concerned?
While many of our companies did see nice revenue and earnings growth in 2024, we could see some acceleration of that as we move into 2025. Many firms are seeing destocking pressures for its price easy as the long-term effects from COVID appear farther in the rearview mirror. Sluggish results over the last year should have an added benefit of making comps easier year over year as well. This, combined with a more accommodative Fed and benign inflation, should help businesses achieve stronger ongoing profitability. Of course, all of this is under the presumption that these companies have business models that have a sustainable competitive advantage where they can achieve above industry profits in good and bad economic times. This, again, is where our focus is. Concerned? I would say that we cannot worry about the macro in terms of what the Fed is going to do or who's in the White House or what tax proposals are being offered up by Congress. Those are all things that are both difficult to predict, but also hard to pivot around in terms of investments. We would rather keep our investment strategy and focus on finding high-quality, financially consistent businesses. Now, we need to monitor these companies and practice strong due diligence in noticing any changes in their markets and competitive advantages. So we do have our work cut out for us, and that over time, things can change. So our concern really is more of a challenge. Find these companies with robust, sustainable competitive advantages, and hopefully monitor their future success.
John, as always, thanks for taking time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.